This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today magazine. This week, we talk about saving the wild horses, and we sample some New Orleans cuisine. Midwest Today magazine's environmental editor, Dave Christie, has a fascinating story about some South Dakotans that are trying to preserve a vanishing part of our past.
Horses. They've blazed our trails. They've fought our wars. They are the greatest icons of freedom. The Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, claims there are about 29,500 wild horses and 3,500 burros in 199 herds roaming 10 western states. Others doubt this figure and say that there may be as few as 15,000. Because these animals have few natural predators left and do not provide sport for hunters, government officials say a quota must be taken into captivity each year. Some of the captive horses are adopted by members of the public, but 90% end up going to slaughter in Mexico and Canada. The BLM spent over $30 million in fiscal year 2010 to capture more than 12,000 wild horses, removing them from their rightful western ranges and putting them in so-called sanctuaries in the Midwest. But this creates significant health concerns because it's hard for them to adapt to wet ground and rich grasses. And it disrupts the delicate social balance within the herds, harming the remaining horses and threatening their survival. It also subverts the Wild Free-Roaming Horse and Burro Act, which passed Congress unanimously in 1971 and mandated that horses be preserved where presently found. Regardless, over 100 herds have been removed by the BLM. The horses are scapegoated by rich ranchers and farmers and blamed for range deterioration, even though greater damage is caused by privately owned livestock, which outnumber the free-roaming feral horses by 200-1. Defenders of the wild horses have pleaded with President Obama and Interior Secretary Ken Salazar to halt the roundups of these majestic animals, but they've been ignored. Bands including two-month-old foals were recently chased down off of a mountaintop by helicopter for 10 to 15 miles in more than 90-degree heat, resulting in trauma and lameness. Then they're placed into pens and shipped east, destroying these beautiful animals. As Midwest Today magazine reports in our latest issue, Karen Sussman, president of the International Society for the Protection of Mustangs and Burros based in Lantry, South Dakota, and the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe have rescued some of these horses. A group called Return to Freedom has proposed ideas for land management that can keep the horses on the range and save taxpayers millions of dollars. The BLM has not responded. I'm Dave Christie for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.
Thanks, Dave. Our story on wild horses has some beautiful color pictures in our latest issue. See the Midwest Today digital edition at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. Next up, our traveling gourmand, Mike James.
This week, we're going to visit an authentic New Orleans-style restaurant in the heartland. Jerry and Ben Halperin were displaced by Hurricane Katrina and brought their culinary arts to the small eastern Iowa town of Oxford. They opened the Augusta restaurant, serving up Cajun and Creole food. Appetizers include crawfish beignets, that savory crawfish fritters with spicy remoulade, jumbo lump crab cakes, and New Orleans-style shrimp in a rosemary garlic wine sauce. But my favorite was the chicken and andouille gumbo, and it's only $4. The chef's specialties include grits and grillades, braised Iowa pork loin with cheesy grits and brown gravy, a cornmeal-crusted fried catfish served with a spicy honey mustard sauce, and, of course, southern fried chicken with the Halperin's secret ingredient. They dip it in buttermilk. Ooh-wee! Sides include stewed greens, sweet potato chips, sugar carrots, and creamed corn. For dessert, order the cherry bread pudding with a creme anglaise on the top. Hey, they're having a Mardi Gras celebration March 8th at the Augusta restaurant in Oxford, Iowa, with live music and New Orleans hurricane cocktails. To learn more, check out our Best Value Restaurants page in the latest issue of Midwest Today magazine online at midtod.com. And I'm Mike James, the traveling gourmand for the Midwest Today radio edition.
Thanks, Mike. By the way, we'd love to hear from you. We appreciate your emails. Feel free to write us at midwesttoday@gmail.com. That's midwesttoday@gmail.com. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.